What did you call your father when you were little?
Well, I used to call him Pa.
How about your mother?
I call her Ma.
How about your grandfather? What did you call him?
Grandpa.
And your grandmother?
Grandma.
And you might refer to your father and mother as your two
parents.
And if you had children, you might have a son, you might have a
daughter.
And the daughter isn't a boy, she's a
girl.
And to push a baby around in a out in the street on her.
What do you want, a perambulator or a push cart?
Is there a difference?
Well, they're all the same, I guess.
The woman who used to attend the birth of a child, didn't used to call a doctor, they'd call
midwife.
A And if a boy has a long nose and his son has a long nose, the boy has black hair, his son has black hair, you might say the boy certainly his father.
Looks like his father.
Takes after?
Takes after.
Would takes after mean physically or characteristics of personality? Or takes after his father mean that he steals or something? Or would that mean that he has black hair? Or does it make any difference? You might use takes after.
Just takes after.
Another way of saying, well, say you had three children, and after they're all gone and married and left, somebody asks you, "Do you ever have children?" Yes, we three children.
We have.
Or we saw them from babyhood to adulthood. We
raised them.
Raised them. Okay. And if Bob was this tall one year and this tall next year, you might say Bob certainly
grew.
And you might say to him, "Bob, my, how you've..."
"And grown."
You might, if your brother or sister have has children, they might, you might have a niece and you might have a...
nephew.
And a child's parents are dead. He's a... the child's called
an orphan.
And then somebody is officially represented, or officially to guard over him, the person.
Guardian.
How do you refer to your aunts and uncles and cousins and children and grandchildren and have a family reunion? You're going to invite all our, at a family reunion, you invite all your...
relatives.
The mother of Jesus, her first name was
Mary.
And there used to be a song, "Oh my darling, something gray, they have taken you away." What's her first name, darling?
Nellie Gray.
And the first book of the New Testament is the book of Matt.
You got me.
Gospel according to Matt.
Matthew.
George Washington's wife's first name?
Martha.
And a boy whose name is William might be called?
Bill.
Or Bill might be called, when he's a little boy, they might call him Bill. George might be called Georgie. Bill might be called?
Billy.
You want to call a fellow named George Cooper up, and you want to call a lady named Elizabeth Cooper, let's say, but George Cooper, her husband, answers the phone, and you'd say, "Well, I don't want to speak to Mr. Cooper, I want to speak to
Mrs.